Perfect from Luna from their album Oscillation. That is currently the number one track on the CJSF weekly top 30 for the week ending last Tuesday. And you can check our weekly charts on our website. If you just scroll down, and it's the top 10 is right there on the right side of the homepage. Or you can go visit earshot-online.com and you'll find all our charts there, as well as a whole bunch of charts from other stations and the national weekly and monthly charts, and see what's buzzing across the land. We're going to get to our weekly segment, Gardening with Embark with Pablo Vimes, in just a couple of minutes. But first, we have this report from Climate Connections.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. When hurricanes, floods, and wildfires hit, people with disabilities often face extra obstacles to staying safe. So Herman Perotti, co-director of the nonprofit Partnership for Inclusive Disaster Strategies, recommends planning ahead to minimize some of the risks. For example, consider
how you would communicate with your support network if the power and internet went down. Would they come check on you? Would you meet somewhere? And if you had to evacuate, early on, identifying accessible transportation options.
He says, when possible, identify ahead of time which shelters can handle your medical needs and know your rights.
Knowing that you cannot be denied entry into a shelter because of your disability, knowing that your service animal has the right to go in the shelter and stay by your side.
At disasterstrategies.org, Perotti's group provides a disaster preparedness plan, a checklist, and other information. And for urgent help during or after a storm, people can call the partnership's Disability and Disaster Hotline. Familiarizing yourself with these resources and preparing ahead of time can help you stay safe when disaster strikes. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados, checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Welcome to Gardening with Embark. We're into week 11 now with some interesting weather, jumping around from cold to rainy to sunny to I'm back again.
Back, yeah. Hello, everyone. Yeah, good morning. Indeed.
And Pablo Vimes, our gardening expert.
Happy to be here. Yeah, as you say, this week has been quite a change. On Monday, we were quite good. We had a good weekend over this. And then Monday arrived, okay, kind of it's Tuesday, snow.
Yeah.
And now today, Friday, snow again. What's happening? And so we gardeners, and I think farmers too, we are the ones that have the challenge, the weather. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest challenges for us to grow food. It's quite difficult to guess what's going to happen. So, yeah, that is quite try to grow food when you don't have the climatic conditions or weather conditions helping you to do so. Yeah. So that is the beauty of gardening, that you don't know what's coming, but we need to be prepared for what could possibly happen.
Mm-hmm.
So the previous weeks we had beautiful sun, beautiful weather, and we sometimes get carried away. That's, oh, let's go and put seeds directly in the soil. So after 2 weeks, those seeds have germinated, you have a tiny little plant, and now this snow falls, and all that effort that we have done 2 weeks ago is all gone.
You really have to pace yourself and not get excited when, you know, when you see that that little stretch of sunny, warm days, and maybe you see some buds coming out on the trees and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But you don't want to get too excited and get out there and...
yes, plant all your garden, and suddenly this comes. Yeah. So this very much reinforces what we gardeners do, is start seeds indoors.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that we were going to be talking today about, the importance to start seeds indoors. Is just it's not just because we would like to grow plants that they are not always available in the garden centers, mm-hmm. but it as well ensures that we have plant material when the weather turns good, which right. is at the beginning of April, when the snow and the winter will be past. So in 1 week, we are having the equinox, mm-hmm. March 21st, and we officially, the winter will end and we move into spring. So hopefully by that, it's like, oh, week 14 is that week that we always consider the best week to start planting directly right. outside.
Because that's after the last expected frost.
Correct, yeah. Yes. And then we start transplanting our indoor seeds. So, yeah, start your indoor seeds. We usually start early in the year, week 5. So at the end of January.
Yeah.
But if you didn't have time for that, it's never is late. You still can put some vegetables in, start your seeds indoors. And at the moment, we already start thinking on planting or start seeds indoors for the summer. Mm-hmm. So all our crops like peppers, chili peppers, sweet peppers, we can start at the moment our seedlings indoors. So when the weather turns nice at the end of April, beginning of May, we have our seedlings ready to go with hopefully a good weather this time.
Yeah.
If you are planning to do your start seeds indoors, we need to always consider there is a spacing inside at home.
Yeah.
We can do on the countertop, a little bit next to the living room, as mm-hmm. usually happens, not close to the raft windows when there's a raft or cold wind coming, or too close to the heaters, because these little plants, the soil will evaporate, mm-hmm. and we have to constantly water.
Right, right. Yeah. We don't want to dry out the soil.
Correct. So that's the space first, and later we start collecting all our materials, like containers, trays, soil, and seeds. Certainly, seeds is very more important. At the moment, I think everybody has visited the garden center already to collect their seeds, or if you order online, I'm sure you're opening those packets and seeing the seeds in there, and now you start thinking, okay, I had to start with my schedule, which seeds I start planting first. Mm-hmm. So we started with all the leafy greens, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, lettuce, some spinach, root vegetables. We usually wait until the season starts. That's in April. The other thing is getting soil. Mm-hmm. That's other thing. We gardeners use soil, and then there is lots of variety out there, commercial soil. You can have a special mix for seedlings itself to start seeds indoors, rich that store water, fluffy enough for the store air, or you have your own secret mix as well that you start doing. Right. Like, for instance, here in Back Sustainability, we use just regular garden soil. Mm-hmm. We sieve that, so to remove big pieces of wood chips or stones sometimes comes. And then we mix with a bit of vermiculite.
Yeah.
And
what is vermiculite?
Vermiculite is a kind of clay that stores quite a lot of water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sometimes we also add perlite, but perlite stores oxygen or air. So it's kind of giving a nice balance. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we use garden soil is because our building is warm, 20 degrees, 24 hours a day.
Right.
So I try the regular soil mix, and I almost have to water almost every day.
Right, because it's just the interior temperature is just too warm. And it's very treated air in here, and so it's not going to get humid or anything.
No, it's very dry, So we noticed that the garden soil is a bit dense, retains more moisture, and I don't have to be constantly watering. So that's one of the things that as you develop your gardening skills and you start learning your environment, indoors environment, you start realizing, okay, shall I try another substrate, other soil that holds water and reduce my load of work, because watering is easy, it looks like, but sometimes you get distracted and suddenly you're watering next to the tray and there is all moist around, wet around, and there's extra work to dry it out. So you collect your soil, you water, the water always is in the tray. We don't water in the inserts, we try to water in the tray so the water seeps into the insert. Then the plants uptake the soil. Air is another thing that we don't have in here.
Right.
It's very still, the air is very still, so we don't have air. So all our little
best... But I mean like wind or breezes.
Yeah, like a wind breeze, yeah. We don't have that. So it's like, our plants grow very, very soft. Their tissues are very soft. If you, in comparison with when you put a seed outside, the wind constantly is passing by the garden bed. The plant is being shaken from side to side. So since the plant germinates, it's forced to have a strong fiber. But it's not the same here indoors. The plant is just growing beautifully.
No, that's very interesting. See, as someone without your expertise, I wouldn't necessarily even anticipated that might be an issue. And then perhaps you put them out and they're all knocked over when they get in the garden suddenly, because they're not ready for it.
Yes, so that's why one of the steps that we do before bringing the seedlings to the garden is what we call hardening off, which means slowly we transition the plants from the indoors to the outdoors. So one day, day one, we move for 1 hour and then we move inside. Right. The next day, 2 hours and so on, until one day you decide to live all day outside, and then you continue couple more days, and then you decide to leave them 24 hours outside. Right. So the plant slowly adjusts to this wind, to the sun intensity as well. Because although we use indoor grow lights to encourage plants' development, it's not as strong as the sun outdoors, and sometimes they can get some burn as well. The baby plants get some burn. All that process is taken care, and slowly, and once they are ready in 2 weeks, kind of, the plants will be all ready to be outdoors and make sure that they won't lay flat when they are coming out. Yeah.
And you can start that sort of that process even before we get to the frost sort of deadline, because of course the frost happens at night when it's cold. So if you're out for a bit in the daytime.
Yes. So we will look for a spot that there is protected from the wind, not directly in the sunlight, so kind of shade. So yeah, so we slowly make the plants get too used to this outdoor weather. Yeah, so if we are in this process, if you have started your seeds, you might be ready to move them outside in 2 weeks' time. So you might start thinking, oh, it's snowing, but I have a space where I can still bring my plants outdoors. For them to get started using to this cold weather.
Now, if you're like, you know, some people have started their seeds early and have grown them right from the beginning. For folks who haven't started their seeds and perhaps are heading to the nursery or the plant or the store to pick up some seedlings that are already started, would you recommend? Do they need the same sort of care with that transition out, or do they ordinarily come a little rougher and tougher?
If you go to head to the garden center and to collect your seedlings, they are ready to go out. So they already have been going through this hardening off process. So they are ready to just push them and can go directly to the garden. There's no problem with that. The only thing that you need to make sure that when you transplant, then you don't hold the plant from the leaves or try to hold from the stem. So you will wrap your fingers around the base of the stem, flip the container over so you can remove the seeds, the seedlings, and then you hold it from the soil, not from the part of the plant, hold from the soil block, and then make a pocket in the soil, in your garden soil. No deeper than the soil that the plant comes on, but a bit wider. So you don't need to put too deep, so that prevents that you put too deep the plant. And then water enough so you can make sure that the plant sits lovely, and then you cover with salt taxol around. That works very much for leafy greens like spinach and lettuce because they don't like to be too deep.
Yeah.
However, cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower, you will really try to plant as deep as possible. Because from the stem, some lateral roots will grow.
Yeah.
And we know that these plants grow very tall, so we want that they have a strong root system to hold the whole plant.
Right.
And if you put too shallow, as they come from the garden center, they get to certain height, and then you will see that you have to put some support them with bamboo canes or trellises. You have to add extra support for those plants.
Excellent. Well, it's exciting that, you know, we're right at the point we're going to be getting, I mean, we already are, you know, for people starting from seeds, they've already got their garden on the grow inside the house or indoors, and we're so close to getting into the outdoors.
Yes, yes.
I guess one last quick question. What do you do to prepare the boxes or the soil before you move everything in there?
Yeah,
you know, they've been rained on and perhaps soggy for the winter.
Mm-hmm. So, as you know, here in our learning gardens have hoop houses, so we are happy not to have soggy soil.
Yeah.
But if you have your soil that has been open to the environment, to the weather elements, the moment is just add additional soil, top it up your garden bed, either using veggie mix, commercial soil, or just soil amender, which is rich in compost and well-rotted manure. Then you work the 6 top inches, just the top of that. You can use that working with so what I will do is working with a fork, a spading fork. You plunge the fork, and then you go side by side, and giving some breaking the soil that is all compact, and letting the air get into the soil. We don't turn it over because there is lots of microorganisms living at different depth, and we don't want to bring them up.
Right, and disrupt that environment.
Yeah, disrupt that environment. So we just need to make sure that there is air going into the soil, loosen a bit, and then add fresh soil or compost or a soil amender, and the top 6 inches, you just do the one you work nicely, mixing, making a nice crumbly bed for your seedlings or seeds.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Pablo Vimas of Embark Sustainability. Great tips on getting your garden ready to go.
Yes, we are really, really getting excited and ready to start gardening outdoors. 2 more weeks and spring is here.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with more tips and advice on keeping your garden growing. Pablo, please tell us a bit about Embark and how people can find out more about it.
Yeah, so Embark is a non-profit organization directed by students in SFU, and we are based in a student union in the ground floor. You can follow us, all our work, and through our social media at Embark Sustainability, or visit our website, embarksustainability.org.
Great. Thanks so much, Pablo Vimas. See you next week.
See you next week.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPIRG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out-of action groups at SFPIRG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfpirg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca. sfpirg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Many people assume that climate change will force huge numbers of people to migrate across borders. A Stanford researcher says that's unlikely, but that does not mean everyone's okay. In her research, Aylin Benvenist has found that people respond differently to extreme weather depending on how vulnerable they are and whether they can afford to move. In a recent analysis of global migration data, she found that people with less education were more likely to move to other countries after heat waves.
The individuals who tend to be most affected by weather stressors in deciding whether they're going to migrate across borders are people with lower levels of education. People with high levels of education are typically not really affected by weather.
Likely because they often work indoors. But in another study, she found that people with very little income can be trapped in place.
It actually is quite costly to migrate for a lot of people. And if climate stressors are going to deplete the resources that you have, what you end up with, it's not that you don't need to migrate away from harm, it's that you don't necessarily have the resources to do that.
So she says, as the climate warms, it's important to look beyond the total number of people migrating and consider who is moving and who cannot to create policies that support vulnerable people. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
De La Soul has been around for, well, all the way since the 1980s, and they're still kicking. They have a new album out there, which is called Cabin in the Sky. And this is, not exactly a title track, but it's called Cabin Talk. This is De La Soul on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for attending this gathering called Cabin in the Sky. My name is Mr. Esposito, and I'm here to help you understand the perception of life and the thereafter. But before we get started, let's take attendance. No, but there's a lot of people in here today attending this paid conference, and I'd like to make sure no one is in the wrong room or purposely trying to receive this experience for free. So, when I call your name, please respond. Okay, let's see here. Bilal?
Yeah.
Black Thought?
Right here, beloved.
Common?
Peace. What up, though?
DJ Premier.
Yo, you know I'm here.
Is there an Eric and Joshua here?
Hey, we here.
Cute, in unison. Gareth Duncan.
Hey, how are you?
Gina Loring.
Greetings, I am present.
Is there a Hope?
How can I help you?
How's that?
I am Hope, your host operating program entity from Spitkicker.
Oh, like Siri?
Who's Siri?
Okay, never mind. Let's keep going. Jake One.
Yep, I'm here.
Is there a Jay Farrow?
No.
Okay. Even though I can see you, I'll mark you absent. Is there a Killer of Mics here? Or is it Killer Mike?
Hey, I believe they both apply to me.
Okay. Kay Butler and the Collective?
And we are here in the name of the what?
In the name of the Lord.
Wow. Love it. And a mighty shalom to you two. Lady Stout?
Yeah.
Nas?
Peace.
Knots?
Yo, I'm right here, dog.
Pete Rock.
Peace, baby.
Yes, we do need more peace in the world, for sure. Q-Tip.
Yeah, I'm here, present.
Let's see. Ah, I see we have royalty with us. Slick Rick.
Here. Rollers in the building.
Super Dave West.
Yep, that's me.
Is there a Yukimi?
Hey, that's me.
And how about Yummy?
The only
is here.
Delicious. Almost finished. Is there a pass here?
Over here, bro.
Maceo.
Yep. Salute. Salutary. And salutations.
And last but not least, I want to know, is there a Dave here? Dave? Dave?
Okay, cameras ready? Everybody getting their lunch? Let's get this thing started, people. Come on. Pasta Noose, you got your lines. You know the direction. Roll cameras, everybody. Roll cameras. Let's make this a good one. And action.
LI's finest back at it. Premium sold on the rocks, the package. A revival and conscious survival. The content is beyond bliss and idols. Use scar tissue to wipe tears, hiding amongst the blood and sweat. And don't forget the games here to face ya. And some wanna take it back to when a B-boy first became a C-note chaser. Nah, we staying right here. Talk less, listen more, that's the saying right here. Those who wanna try us, play it right here. Step to us with a Goliath, got a David right here.
And you can save it right there. Yeah. Recognize the savior, the kinks and the string, the whack, the elevators, the difference between doing the job or just your nature. Understand birthright over labor. Still working like two thumbs up. Be mouse humble if you're two crumbs up. Because I seen sun go grimacing a smile. And I ain't heard a lyric go dive in a while.
We jump right in the deep end like we don't pretend. Serve heavenly high like gospel and weed pens. We stay devout. Career's not carbonated, so we won't fizzle out. Fizzle out, fizzle out.
No good day, good day. All right, let's set up for the next one. A little less lighting on this one. That's it. Looks just fine, just fine. Everybody in the mark. Cameras rolling.
LI's finest craftmatic. This ain't the sit down pillow top package. Keep the tenor, boy, we beyond summertime. Want that good work, call plug one a time. Stay on the TikTok, but this ain't the kitty app. Black King, God.
Where your city at?
Once again, we administer the Mars transmission. Get your cars ate up like Blondie. No priest paw, it's that laundry. Indebted to a long list, funky like armpits. But let the band roll on like deodorant. You know they going straight Dan Stucky when we blast off. Living life, mask on, mass horse. The devil got a plan and a task force. A little prayer ought to piss us off. Get your helmets fitted. We headed for a crash course.
Yo, we're not designed to be ancient. Keep it new like wet paint scent. We're colorful and yet from day glow we departed. Cause trendsetters know when to bell from the trend they started. And yet the end is still prevail. We all hail from the bill with no days off up in the office. Godly flows never nailed up on crosses. It's like liquid abundantly running out of faucets.
Yeah, let's print that. That's it, folks. That's a wrap, everybody. Everybody, give a round of applause for De La Soul, DJ Pete Rock. That's a wrap, everybody. That's a wrap.
Thank you for listening today. This has been Speak Up, and my name is Magnus Tiewald. Well, Speak Up will be back tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with Danny Nesvadarani. Stay tuned now for Democracy Now! Coming up as it does every weekday at 11 o'clock.